Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
This is just an awesome day in Him. Tell your neighbor, I'm just glad to be here. I just want to thank my sister who came and led worship with us, Sister Brittany Batson. You were such a blessing, sister. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. This is Christians Community Center. We love people. We love the word. Hallelujah. We love to grow. We're also called the Church for Truth Seekers. If you want to know the truth, this is where you come. It's not about denomination or tradition or religion. It's about the truth. And so we welcome you here, those who have come in the sanctuary. We also welcome those who are tuning in online on both of our channels, our English channel and our Spanish channel on iChurch. We welcome you. If you want to let us know anything about your experience on iChurch, there's an email address and an email address and an address on your screen to the right. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, we'd love to hear from you. Last and not least, if you all are truth seekers and you desire to know the Savior at a deeper level, you can start by getting to know Him by His true Hebrew name, which is Yeshua. Hallelujah. I'm so excited to be sharing with you today. This is actually not my regular Sunday, but the apostle is on a mission. So he's traveling, so I just all ask that you all just lift him up in prayer for safe travels back. I'm just really desiring that we get what he wants us to get today. We've been talking about kingdom wisdom, which is something that is so important for us to know. And as I'm talking, if you can please turn to Isaiah, Yeshayahu. Now, here at Christians Community Center, we don't want you to think that we're weird or anything. We're studiers. We study the word, and we've come to find out that there is a lot of meaning in the Hebrew words and names. And so instead of Jesus, we use his true name, which is Yeshua, which is the name that Yahweh gave him way back then. That's what they called him. And Yeshua in Hebrew means he will save. And if that's the name that he gave him, I think I'm going to use that. Because there's power in that. And we also acknowledge him by God, by his name, which is Yahweh, which is in the Hebrew, it's Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, which means I will be where I will be, I will be who I will be, I will I will be whatever. And when you think about it, that makes a whole lot of sense because he created all of this. So, you know, he is greater. Greatest. And ain't nobody greater. Ain't nobody like him. So when you really understand the meanings, not just what you see on the surface of Scripture, but when you dig in, you discover so much. And isn't that what it's about? Don't we, when you have a relationship with somebody, don't you want to know as much as you can to know about them, everything? And so that's what it is for us. We love the word, we love to study, and we want to know everything there is to know about our Savior. Tell your neighbor, I want to know everything. I want to know everything. I don't want to hold nothing back. So I got to, and I want to understand it. And that's what it's all about. That's what this wisdom thing is about. So we've been talking about kingdom wisdom. And if you turn to Isaiah, the 33rd chapter, and listen, if you need a Bible, raise your hand. We'll provide a Bible for you. This is not the type of church where you just read one scripture and I kick my leg and you go home. We read, we study, you know, we want to learn. That's what we're here for. Something that we can apply to our life tomorrow morning. You know what I'm saying? We want to be able, because you guys are all going to go to different places. You're going to experience some stuff. You're going to come up against some stuff. And you want to be able to be equipped to deal with it. That's what it's about. He navigates us through this life. So if we look at Isaiah, the 33rd chapter, and it says, "And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy time, and strength of salvation. The fear of Yahweh is his treasure." So in knowing that, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of our times, we find that knowledge can be obtained by studying the word. But it can never become wisdom unless you understand it. So the definition, the quick definition of wisdom is the word coming in. Knowledge is the word coming in. Wisdom is the word going out. Meaning that wisdom is applying the word to your life. But before you can apply it to your life, you got to what? Understand it. So we're talking about knowledge, we're talking about understanding, and we're talking about wisdom. That is the crucial element. So that is the scripture that we've been using as our spring well scripture. Now let's go to Proverbs. And for you Hebrew scholars who know the Hebrew name for Proverbs, it is what? Mishle. So turn to Proverbs or Mishle, the 4th chapter. Wisdom is so important. Why do we need this wisdom, people? We need it because it solves problems, it answers questions, and it gives us direction. But we don't just want worldly wisdom. That's okay. The book wisdom, that's cool. But as believers, we need to operate in divine wisdom, kingdom wisdom, wisdom that tells us things that everybody don't know, wisdom that navigates us through things that are happening in the spirit realm that have an effect on us in the natural, right? And so that is the knowledge and wisdom of Yahweh, and that's what we want to receive. So if we go to Proverbs, the 4th chapter, let's turn to the 7th verse. Mishle, Proverbs, and it says what? Wisdom is the what? Principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. So that means we don't automatically have wisdom when we get saved, though he places it in us, but we have to access it. You can have a car sitting in your driveway, brand new. But if you ain't got no key, you ain't going to be able to what? Drive it. What's the use in having a car sitting in your driveway? A new car with all of the stuff in it, sitting on 22s, and whatever. Looking good. But if you can't drive it, it's not doing you no good. And so that's the way wisdom is. Wisdom is parked in us. But we have to access it. We got to take that key, and that key is faith, y'all, right? That is what accesses that wisdom in our lives. And so it says, wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get it. Tell your neighbor, get it. Get it. So that's why it says we got to get it, because it's not, you know, it just don't automatically happen. We got to what? Get it. And it says, after that, and with all thy getting, get an understanding. So you're not going to be able to access the wisdom you need without understanding it. So I can sit here and preach to you, but if you don't understand what I'm saying, you're not going to be able to put it in action, right? So listen, sometimes you can't get this all in one sitting. You know, sometimes when I sit down to a good meal, I can't eat the whole thing. I got to put it in a what? A doggy bag. And I got to take it with me so what I can do? Eat the rest later. And that's how this is. You need to write your notes down. You need to take these scriptures down. And then tomorrow, Tuesday, go back and read it. Let it marinate. You know? And that's what it's all about. Let that marinate in you. And so it says, get the understanding. And I love the way that Solomon explains the wisdom here. And he's likening wisdom as in to her. And it says, exalt her. Talking about wisdom. Because it's an important thing. So the eighth verse says what? Exalt her. And she shall what? Promote thee. So if you use wisdom, there's going to be, you're going to be raised up a little higher. And it's not about accessing it when we go to glory. The wisdom for you to be using is for what? Down here. There's some stuff that he wants you to access. There's some blessings he wants you to get. There's some stuff he wants to get you through. There's some stuff he wants to get you over. And you need to be able to access it, not later, but what? Tell your neighbor, we need it right now. We got to have it right now, all right? So when you get that, wisdom will what? Promote thee. She shall bring thee what? To honor. But there's a caveat. What's a caveat? There's something else that you need to do. Now, she'll promote you. She'll do all that, right? She'll bring you honor. But what do you got to do? Embrace her. Embrace wisdom. Put your arms around wisdom. Allow it to what? Come in. Because sometimes people resist wisdom. They resist the word. And it's all designed to help you, to exalt you, to lift you up, right? So we got to embrace it. And number 9 says what? She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. Ooh, wisdom does some good stuff, huh? Crown of glory. And then what does it say? It says, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. And 10th verse says, hear, O my son. Somebody say, hear, O my daughter. Yes, men and women, and receive. So you got to receive it. You got to allow it to work in your life, right? And it says, if you do that, and the years of thy life shall be what? I don't know about you, but I want many years. My grandmother lived to be 108 years old by the grace of Yahweh. And you know what? I want some of that. I believe that I will look the same way when I'm 108. All I need is a just for men number 30. Right? But we'll have long life. He'll preserve us. And you know what? Saved folk look good. They are preserved. Tell your neighbor, you look good. If that's okay, can we do that? In Yahweh. Hallelujah. You look good. Because he'll do that. He will preserve you. And it says what? 11 says, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have what? Here we go. A confirmation that wisdom will lead us. It will guide us. It will direct us. Now, there's many paths. There's wrong paths, and there's what? Right paths. Well, if we follow Yahweh's wisdom, his wisdom is going to what? Lead us in the right path. 12 says, when thou what? Goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, and when thou runnest, you're not going to what? How many people have stumbled? I mean just physically. I don't stumble physically too, but spiritually, we stumble, right? And more times than not, the reason that we stumble is because we lean to our own understanding, what we thought, what we wanted to do. And we found out that that was whack. It didn't work. But Yahweh's wisdom never fails. If you do what he tells you to do, if you go on the path he's leading you, it's never going to what? Fail. Many of us have gone to a university. And it's called University HK. UHK. That's the University of Hard Knocks. Hard knocks is when you keep on trying it your way. Right? And what happens when you try it your way? What is the knocks for? What's the hard knocks? You get hit in your head. You get busted down. And it's not just a being hit in your head. It's hard hit. We've all been there. But if we follow in the wisdom of Yahweh, we ain't got to go through that. There ain't no hard knocks. The only hard knocks that's going on is you knocking on the devil's head. You stomping him out. Him being what? Under your feet. And so 12 says, we're not going to stumble. And 13 says, so take fast hold. Wait. Take fast hold. Not just take hold. Take fast hold. Meaning, a lot of us would say, oh, well, maybe I'll consider that later. Let me try it. Let me try this, and then maybe I'll get around to doing it. Because what happens when you do that? That's called slow hold. And when we take slow hold, there's a whole lot of stuff that can happen to us in between us actually grabbing hold to it. So Yahweh knows this. The enemy knows this. That's why he's trying to get you before you grab hold. So to get rid of that, we got to take what kind of hold? Fast hold. And so when we do that, it says, and what? Let her. See, some of y'all do this. You go to the word. You're a part-time worder. Sometimes you do it, and then sometimes you don't. When trouble comes, you. When you need something, you go to it. And then when times is good, what do? Okay, I got this. This is the kind of thing that you got to hold on to and stay holding on. Tell your neighbor, stay holding on. Stay holding on. Because the problem is when we let go, that's when your problems start happening. Who likes problems? Then why do we keep on letting go? Because letting go always brings problems. So we got to stay holding on. And so it says here, take fast of destruction, let her not go, keep for she is thy life. So wisdom is your life. Wisdom is a lifestyle. A lifestyle is how you live from day to day. That's how you live. That's how you roll. You always rolling with Yahweh. You always rolling with the word. It's how you live. It says he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is what? Stayed on him. I don't know about y'all, but I got to roll with him every day. I got to roll with him in the car. I got to roll with him when I'm working. I got to roll with him when I'm everything. You know? We got to what? Stay with him. And so that's what wisdom is. And so until you understand that, you're not going to be able to elevate. Who wants to elevate? I need to elevate. I need to get higher and higher and higher. So let's do this. Let's go to Ecclesiastes, and this is where we left off last week. The Hebrew name for Ecclesiastes is Kohelet. So let's go to Ecclesiastes Kohelet. Wisdom does so much for us. The 10th chapter. And so I told you all before, the Hebrew word for wisdom that we're talking about is chokmah, C-H-O-K-M-A-H. And that means a learning or a wisdom that comes from pounding in, repetition. You got to keep it. We got to keep what? Reminding ourselves. We got to keep operating in it. We got to keep doing it. And when we do that, it becomes wisdom in our life. And so if you go to Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter, the 10th verse, if you got it, say, I got it. Kohele, Ecclesiastes 10:10. And it says, if the iron be blunt. And what did I tell you the translation for iron was? The axe. Right? So if the axe be blunt, what does that, what's blunt mean? It ain't sharp. All right? So think about it. You got some chopping to do. You got an axe, and the axe ain't sharp. And it says, and if he does not whet the edge. And what did I tell you the translation for whet is? Sharpen. Right? So if we use the translated words, if the axe be blunt and he do not sharpen the edge, then must he put to more strength. That means if you swing in an axe that's not sharp, you're wearing yourself out. You're going to have to put more strength. And what does more strength do? It wears you out. Anybody been worn out? I've been worn out. Some stuff that I've done, I'm burned out. Right? Because I'm doing it my way. And I'm like, why is this not working? Why is that working? Because my axe ain't sharp. I'm not using the wisdom that he gave me to do that. So what does it say? What do we got to do? It says what? But wisdom brings success. So wisdom sharpens your edge. Wisdom gives you that edge that you're lacking, right? And so we have to embrace that. And so just bringing you up to speed, go to Ecclesiastes, the eighth chapter. Okay, so you're talking about the axe being sharpened, right? You're talking about wisdom. So the other day, can I borrow your glasses? Okay, so this was me the other day. I'm at that age right now where I need readers. It's okay. I just need them occasionally when I need to read stuff close up. Don't judge me. So I needed some reading to do. I had studying to do. So this is what was going on. I was looking everywhere for my glasses. I said, where are my glasses? I went in the garage. I went in the car. I traced all my steps. I must have took two laps around that house looking for what? My glasses. When I finally sat down, I said, Father, I know that they was here. True story. I said, I know that they was here. He said, they are there. I said, Yahweh, but please show me where they are. He's like, they've been there all the time. On your head. Everything. And he's like, that's what wisdom is. It's right here, y'all. It's right here. And we looking everywhere else. We trying to do everything else. We trying to find here. We trying to go to this meeting. We trying to look at this and that. And he's like, it's already there on you. If you just let me be your head, I will give you the wisdom. Hallelujah. It's there. It's already what? Here. And that was my revelation. He was like, you're right. And a lot of times we waste so much time and we lose a lot of strength looking for something that we already got. But we just ain't accessing it. We're not looking in the right places. I know you need these, brother. Go ahead. So that's, we got to understand this. It's real simple, y'all. Tell, tell your neighbor, wisdom is simple. It's already, we already got it. He's already given it to us, but we just got to what? Access it. And I wasted so much time. I wasted about 25 minutes looking for them glasses. I couldn't find them. It just didn't make no sense. And it so says right here, if we go to 8th chapter of Ecclesiastes, it says what? First chapter, first verse. Like Ecclesiastes 8:1, and it says, who is as the wise man? And who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? Sometimes the answer it ain't clearly there, but if you use wisdom, then you find it. You get the interpretation of a thing. What is interpretation of a thing? It's whatever you're going through. Whatever you confronted with, that's the thing. Right? And it says what? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face, what? Shall be changed. That's what it's about. It's embracing wisdom, allowing that. And let's say this. Who is as the wise woman? Say that. I don't want to leave y'all ladies out. It's about you too. Not just the wise man, but wise woman. We want to access that, okay? And so, real quickly, turn to 1 Corinthians. So we was like, how do we get this? How is it imparted unto us? How is this wisdom imparted? Because you say, Pastor Tom, you're saying we got wisdom, but what? Where is it at? I mean, what does that mean to me? Okay, so this is where we were. We were in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, the 16th verse. Are we there? 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, the 16th verse. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. If you got to say, I got it. 16 says, for who hath known the mind of Yahweh that he may instruct us? So sometimes we will, how do we know what Yahweh wanted us to do? How do we know the mind? How do we know what he wants us to do? How do we know how he wants to lead us? Well, it says, for who hath known the mind of Yahweh that he may instruct him? Well, we being believers, spirit-filled believers, have the mind of who? Mashiach. So we have what we need, right? And so we found out the other day that we've learned that the mind of Mashiach was available to us, is in us, is higher than us. So how do we get this wisdom? Well, Philippians 2nd chapter, and turn there real quick. We got the mind of Mashiach. Okay, so what is it? We got two minds? Well, we're supposed to operate in his mind, right? We're supposed to operate in his wisdom and the mind that he gave us. But too many times we're leaning into our own mind. And the Bible tells us, lean not to your own understanding. Because sometimes the stuff that we do in Yahweh just doesn't make any sense. And what did I tell y'all last week that you got to do? You got to lose your mind. Because when I was making decisions based on Yahweh, people was like, are you crazy? Have you lost your mind? And I said, yes! I have lost my mind. That is the point. We're supposed to what? Lose our mind and put on the mind of who? Let that operate in us. Right? His mind is better than mine. Yeshua wasn't walking around talking about, Peter, where are my glasses at? Where are we supposed to go? Where's the sermon at today? That's not what his mind was. He knew exactly what to do because he was receiving his instruction, right? By the motivation of that glory that he was operating in. Guess what? You are operating in the same glory. That's what you got. But you got to what? Access it. And so it says, Philippians 2:5 says what? Let this mind. Here we go again. Let. Guess what? So I find out that let means to exercise in obedience. Let. It comes from the Greek word phroneo, which means exercise it in obedience. That means that I gotta let. How do I let it be in me? I gotta be obedient to it. That's how it starts to work in me. So when he says whatever it is in the word that applies to me, what do I gotta do? I gotta do it. When he tells me to forgive somebody, ooh, that's hard. That's hard for y'all. Y'all act like y'all don't know how to do that. You hold grudges. And he's saying, I want to release some stuff to you, but you got to release that anger. I want to release some blessings. I want to show you the way, but you got to release that hate. You got to release that unforgiveness. Because if you don't, you're not going to be able to get prayer through. Right? But it's so hard for us to what do that. But when we don't forgive, we're operating in what? In our mind and disobedience. But I don't know about you, but when I've been mad at somebody and angry, because I have been, the devil said I was a Scorpio. And the devil has, he has criteria for a Scorpio, for your worldly people that follow that mess. I'm supposed to be bullheaded. I'm supposed to be, you know, stubborn and hold a grudge. So some of y'all say that mess. But you know what? You're not under that foolishness. You're a new creature. You're under Yahweh. That don't apply to you. You're brand new. You've been free. You're not bound. That's not your life anymore. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Praise Yahweh. I'm new. I'm not under that. Did some of y'all say, well, I'm angry because I got some Indian in me? I heard that before. I got some Chickasaw. You know, we just be holding on. Let it go. You are a new creature. If any man be in what? Messiah. If any woman be in Messiah, they are a what? New creature. So tell your neighbor, we're supposed to be brand new. Forget that Chickasaw and stuff. It's about you being brand new. And the problem is we're not walking in this brand newness. And that's what gets me sometimes. I get angry with myself because I find myself sometimes not walking in this brand newness. And it creates problems for me. Right? And so the only time I know when I'm in it is I start encountering, and I got, Yahweh, you're right. I got to come out of that. And that's what we all do. So that's my experience as well. So let's go to Yohanan. John, the 8th chapter. Yohanan is the Hebrew name for John. Hallelujah. So he's calling his people higher. There's a lot of mess going in the world today, y'all. There's a whole lot of stuff we got to navigate. Oh, my God. And so the reason why he's leading in these different teachings is because he knows that after Sunday, you got to go out there and deal with some mess. You got to go deal with some people, some situations, some supervisors, some coworkers, family, friends, neighbors. And we got to be able to what? Deal with that. We got to navigate that. So it says, the 8th chapter of John, the 31st verse says, if you got it, say, I got it. If you need it, say, you need it. Okay. You got it? Right. John, Yohanan, the 8th chapter. And the 31st verse says, then said Yeshua, to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, you are my disciple. I'm only his disciple indeed if I do something. I got to be a full-time believer. Matter of fact, I got to be an overtime believer. So that means I got to stay in it, right? Tell your neighbor, we got to stay in it. We got to stay in it. And if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. So some of y'all are disciples, but you're not indeed. And we can take that two ways. We can take it indeed in the stuff that you do, or you just ain't certified, meaning that sometimes you still jump in and doing your own thing. You're doing his thing. You're doing his word, what, sometimes? Somebody said part-time. What do we say when we have two jobs and do part-time? We're moonlighting. We got some moonlight believers. Sometimes we're doing it, and sometimes we're not. But we're his disciples indeed if we what? Continue to do it. We're always doing it. We're continuing by it. And 32nd verse says what? And ye shall what? Know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. All right, so let's go to 1 Corinthians. Anybody ever heard of in the music industry, they have a saying called a type of a musician who they had that hit song, and then you didn't hear from them no more. One hit wonder. Sometimes some of us are one hit wonder. We got that initial testimony, and then that's the only thing that we, that's it. I don't know about you, but I want to have platinum. I want to have hit after hit after hit after hit after hit, blessing after blessing, glory after glory. That's the life I want to live. I don't want to be sometimes, what's wrong with you? Well, you know, I was in the top 10 that one time, but now I'm in the bottom 500. We call that falling off. But we're winners. We can always be at the top. We don't have no one-hit wonders here. You guys should have a testimony every day of the week. Monday, he did something. Tuesday, he did something. Wednesday, he did something. Thursday. Every day of the week, you should have a testimony. Every day of the week, you should acknowledge, because some of y'all, he's done some stuff and you haven't even acknowledged, you don't even acknowledge it. Like, you're supposed to do that, Yahweh. You better thank him. I remember one day, I was low on money. All I wanted to do was go to the snack machine. Didn't have nothing else. And I was sitting at my desk. I was like, yeah, but, you know, I just need $1.50. That's it. I didn't want to ask nobody. How am I going to go to my coworker and say, you got $1.50? I want to go to, and then you got to make an excuse. Well, I just left yet till we get paid. Well, I left my stuff. And I said, I just need it. And then he moved me to look in my drawer. And I don't know where all that change comes. It was $1.65. He gave me more than enough. And do you know, I was like, hallelujah, praise Yahweh for that $1.65. Because I know he made it. There wasn't no change in there. Right? But I thanked him for that. If we thank him for the little stuff, y'all. Y'all know he did some little stuff, and that is worthy of an applause to him. You know he did some little stuff. You know, we only thank him for the big stuff. He healed me from cancer. Okay, yeah. He can do that. But there's some little stuff that he does every day. There's victories every day that we need to acknowledge. You know, there's a little wisdom that he breaks off to us every day. He directs you to say, hey, you need to do this. And sometimes wisdom is telling you to shut up. Because sometimes we get ourselves in, I've been in situations and I really wanted to tell the supervisor something, and he said, shut up, Tom. That's what he don't tell me to be quiet. The way he talked to me, he say, shut up. He knows how to get my attention. And I hear, and sometimes it's been hard. It's been like, I don't want to say it. But then, when I shut up, then he does something. That person comes around and says, you know, I'm sorry, let's do it this way. And I could have made the situation worse by getting in my flesh and thinking, who knows what I'm talking about? Yes, yes, you know, you've done it, right? And he told you to shut up and you overrode it. And you made things what? Worse. I don't need this. I don't need this. They disrespect me. It ain't about you. Last I heard, the battle wasn't yours anyway. If you're a child of Yahweh, the battle is his. And you know what? Can't nobody win it like he can. Can I get a witness? Can't nobody win it like he can. Right? Okay, so if we go here, it says, I took you to 1 Corinthians. And so we're here talking about what Yeshua has done here. And my computer is locking me out. Why is it doing that? Okay. All right. So it says, but unto, I didn't tell you the chapter? Okay. First chapter. Let's go to the first chapter. 1 Corinthians, first chapter, the 24th verse. Okay. 1 Corinthians, first chapter, 24th verse. And it says, but unto them which are called, both Yehudims, Jews, and Greeks, Mashiach, the power of Yahweh, and the wisdom of Yahweh. And it says, because the foolishness of Yahweh is wiser than men. What does that mean? Because sometimes when we do the word, and the word tells us to do certain stuff, you know, it's foolish to people. You know, nowadays, when you say that you want to abstain, you want to be abstinent, you don't want to have sex before marriage, people think you're stupid. Because the world tells you, you need to try it out first. Isn't that what they say? So they tell you to shack up and do all them things and play house. But there's so many blessings that Yahweh wants to bless if you just honor him. If you just honor him and you keep your apartment over there, I keep my apartment over here. We'll go home after 10:30. Maybe before. Right? Because we want to honor him. And there's blessings that he wants to do for us that we have no idea. There's some awesome stuff that he wants to do for relationships that you have no clue how beautiful it could be. But your wisdom says, okay, we got to try it out first. Oh, this is the new one. Well, it don't make no sense for you to pay rent over there and I'm paying rent over here. We need to come together and save our money. But every time somebody do that, the money's always spent up. The devourer comes in. But, oh, Yahweh can bless you. But a lot of that wisdom in the word that tells us to wait and to do all these things and acknowledge him, the world thinks is what? Foolish. And so he says in the 21st, because the foolishness of Yahweh is wiser than men, and the weakness of Yahweh is stronger than men. Because that's the label. They think that when Yahweh tells us to forgive or turn the other cheek, that's weakness. That's foolishness, right? And so when we go to the 26th verse, it says, for ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. So a lot of times we don't understand all the scripture is saying. I want you to look around the room. Just look around the room. Look next to you, look behind you. You all feel like you're called? Okay, so as you do that, it means that sometimes we're not the brightest according to the world's standards. We've looked around the room. Some of us are not the brightest. It's true. Some of us are not the richest. I'm looking. I don't see no Chanel or Gucci. I don't see a $1,800 suit. Brooks Brothers. Sometimes some of us are not the strongest. Maybe a couple brothers that think they go to the gym might beg to differ, but we're not necessarily the strongest. We're not necessarily the most noble, meaning that we know we're not the most gorgeous or bourgeois, that we've been born with a silver spoon in our mouth. Look around the room again. You see any silver spoons? You know what I see? Some ordinary people that Yahweh has decided to choose and use to do some extraordinary things. That's who you are. So you don't got to be noble or bougie or all these things to be called, right? Because he wants to work something in you that somebody can look at you and say, well, they're just regular, but look at the stuff that they're doing. Look what's happening in their life. Look how dynamic and blessed they are. Right? So that's what he's talking about. And if you go to it, you don't have to go there, but if you ever read Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, Yeshayahu, talks about Yeshua. And that's a cold-blooded scripture because basically they're saying that he was not that attractive. They was like, if you looked at him, you wouldn't want him. So what does that say? He wasn't a real good-looking man. But you see the pictures. But you know what? I'm not going to get into the pictures because that's a whole nother lesson. But when we see, he's always looking what? Beautiful. Right? But guess what? He didn't have all that long, flowing hair and perfect bone structure. If you translate Isaiah, basically saying that he was ugly. I mean, I'm not being disrespectful. That's what it said. It said you wouldn't want him, you wouldn't think that he was special, and he was despised. Anybody ever been that? I'm not saying that you've been ugly. But you've been despised. You've been treated less than. And that's what they were saying that he was. He was being treated less than. But guess what he did? He sacrificed himself for you and I. He set captivity captive. He delivered those out of paradise. What else did he do? He beat and conquered the devil. He did some extraordinary things, but he looked ordinary. Guess what? That's you. That's you. But you got to let that wisdom operate in your life. And one thing I want to share with you before we go, it's if you skip down to the 30th verse, it says, but of him ye are in Mashiach Yeshua, who of Yahweh is made unto us. He gave his life for us. If we give ourselves to him, he's made unto us wisdom. He's made unto us what? Righteousness. What is righteousness? Right standing. standing right. That's what he allows us to do in him. He gives us that wisdom that we need, right? He gives us that right standing, right? He gives us sanctification. What is sanctification? Purifying. Yahweh by Yeshua. Yeshua is a cleanser. So that he makes you what? Clean. He's saying, so no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've done, no matter what you've allowed to happen in your life, you can be clean. You can be purified. What? You can be sanctified. Tell your neighbor, you sanctified. You purified. That's what he does. In him, that's what we are. And then redeem or redemption means the liberation or setting free by a price that was paid. He paid a price for you. So therefore, he has what? You and you're free, right? So all these things he's done. You that are the Mashiach, who are of Yahweh, what? It's made unto you what? Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification. Who needs that? I need that. I want that. So say, to me, if I'm in him, say it. If I'm in him, he's made unto me wisdom. He's made unto me righteousness. He's made unto me sanctification. And he's made unto me redemption. So I'm free. I'm victorious. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm walking in this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what he means what? To me, that's what he's working in me. Bow your heads because we want to acknowledge him at this time. Because there's somebody who you have not been experiencing the wisdom. You have not been experiencing the sanctification. You have not been experiencing the redemption. And so, Yahweh wants to move in your life. He wants to provide the things that you're going to need on a daily basis so you can navigate this life. And not only that, he's got plans for you. He's got things that he wants you to do for him. He's going to take care of you. He's going to do whatever it is that you need to happen in your life. But he's preparing you. He wants to prepare you for something greater. But it can only happen if you're in him. If you're in him. If you're in him. Not outside of him, but in him. And so if you have a desire to be in him today, I'm asking those, everybody in the room to bow your head. But I'm just asking those who want me to pray for that manifestation in your life that you can receive all those things that we've talked about, that sanctification, that redemption, hallelujah, all those wonderful things that he has available. If you want that in your life, raise your hand and I'll pray for you, hallelujah. If you want that manifested in your life, I'll pray for you for that today, hallelujah. One, that's one. It's a new life. I mean, it's you've tried it your way. You've done it your way, and it just hasn't worked out. And so you're pursuing, you're feeling a draw to something different. And that's the beauty of the Savior that we serve. Hallelujah. All of us have a testimony of what he's brought us out of, and we'd never go back. So if you want that manifested in your life, he just wants you to raise your hand. So that's one. Now, maybe you've established a relationship with the Savior, but you have not received the Holy Spirit dwelling within and that power. And if you want to have that in your life, that's what just locks all of this in. That's what seals it for us. If you want that experience in your life, raise your hand and we'll pray for you. Hallelujah. One more. Maybe you've had a relationship with the Savior, and you know you've been baptized, and you received the Spirit dwelling in them. But maybe you.